It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And we take responsibility for this because we want to get you ready for the night in sports. Part of our job, right? I want you to be prepared. We never mentioned the very small piece of news that the Yankees brought back Adam Ottavino and instantly activated him. Which means there were a good portion of people sitting down, watching the Yankee game, chilling, having a good time, having a drink.
No idea.
Who see him come in and are like, what the hell is this?
Right. Not only that, Yankee Twitter last night, when they first showed him warming up in the bullpen, I couldn't believe it. Everybody went, wait a minute, that wasn't an April Fool's joke?
Right. They thought it was a joke.
Yes.
Is this a pandemic here all over again? What the hell happened?
All of a sudden, Adam Ottavino is not just on the Yankee roster, but he's been activated. Mm-hmm. That did kind of feel like it came out of nowhere. But it's one game. You guys have one loss this season.
He wasn't the problem.
No, he wasn't. The game was already blown by then. In fact, you know the Yankees are on pace to win 130 games? Yeah. Does that make you feel better?
No, look, they could be the best team in baseball history. We know that.
They're on pace. Now, the best team in baseball history, and Tiki's loving every second of this, is the L.A. Dodgers.
That's right.
They are the first defending...
The real evil empire.
Well, they are evil. They are the first defending champion to start the following season 7-0 since the 1933 New York Yankees. By the way, that Yankee team did not win, okay? Mm-hmm. That was a Washington Senators American League pennant year, just so you know. But what I've decided with the Dodgers, besides when they play my team, I want them to break the all-time wins record.
Why?
I want the Dodgers.
You want them to be overconfident going into the postseason so that it, should the Mets make it again to the whatever round that they meet them, they beat them.
It's not even
overconfidence.
I don't think it's overconfidence
knocking
more than it
is. Knocking the king off the hill?
Yeah.
Making you feel better about your Metsies?
Well, I'll feel better if they beat them no matter how many wins they have, but I love the idea of them entering baseball history, kind of like the 0-1 Mariners, where they win a ton of games and then they flame out in October. And I do think it adds pressure to them. So I don't think it's overconfidence, but
especially coming off a World Series season.
Yeah. So I want to see the Yankees. I want to see the Dodgers win 125 games. I think that would be tremendous. And then whether it's my team, I know you think that, or it's the Phillies or it's the Padres or the Giants, whatever team you come up with, watching them get defeated in the DS or CS, which they will, by the way, will be that much more gratifying.
Also, imagine starting a year 7-0 and only having a half-game lead in your division. Because the
true.
Padres haven't lost yet.
No, you're right. Padres keep winning. which is unbelievable. We'll come back with more of your calls at 888-808-1019. Last night, I don't know if you picked up on it, T, because I know you were watching both games, and you're a big fantasy baseball owner now, so you're scouting the league. And I talked about this a little bit on my Rico Bronya last night, but Mark Vientos had an incident. There was a ground ball to third base that was bobbled by the third baseman, and Vientos shut it down at the very end of the play. And even though Paulie, the third baseman, bobbled it, he threw Vientos out by like a half a step because Vientos stopped running. And it was a bad look. It was just a very, very bad look. Well, Mark Vientos was just asked before this afternoon's game about that incident. And I think my fellow Met fans will feel better about the Mark Vientos situation based on his answer and a few other things he added.
I won't let that happen again, for sure.
Did anybody address it with you? Or?
Yeah, I mean, after the game, Lindor and Antoine and Mendy, they kind of said, hey, don't let that happen again.
So, A, I won't let that happen again.
That was hard to hear, but he said that won't happen again.
And then B, Lindor, the manager, and Anton Richardson on the coaching staff all identified it, which I appreciate because I think sometimes, I know you felt this way, Sean, last year with the Yankees, sometimes like Gleyber Torres wouldn't run it out.
He just got away with it.
And he would get away with it.
Yes. Nobody held him accountable.
Right. And by the way, he may have been held accountable. We didn't know about it.
Correct.
Mark Vientos addressed it, told us what happened, held himself accountable, and then mentioned by name the people who did.
Right.
And so I think that clarity is going to make us as Met fans feel like, okay.
Yeah, for the Yankees, Boone would never call anybody out.
And to add to that, remember, he only got held accountable, Asher Gleyber, after Stroman openly called him out in Toronto, and then he was benched after Stroman called him out.
Right.
So it almost felt like it came to a boiling point. This is the first week of the season, and you're hearing Lindor's involved. I think this is great news for the Mets.
No, absolutely.
But I mean, this is why Lindor is the captain.
He's the captain.
Now, the example is Nimmo. I know we talked about this, the Nimmo-Lindor thing, but Nimmo, I mean, he walks and he runs to first base.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there are plenty of ways to get Mark Vientos right on this. And I don't think it'll happen again. Like, it's not like it was as embarrassing, it was bad, and it would cost him the game type of thing, but it's just something that we notice because it's early in the season, and the expectation for him is huge.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing that bothers me is when you have a struggling offense, and through five games, the Mets haven't hit in four of the games, so small sample size, but they're a struggling offense, you need to take advantage of every opportunity, every miscue. The Miami Marlins took advantage of miscues last night. Right. They didn't take advantage of the first Lindor error, but they did the second. That's how those two runs were unearned when Paulie hit that double. Like, the Marlins deserve credit. They took advantage of a miscue. That inning.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Could have been the Mets taking advantage of a miscue. But because Mark Vientos wasn't running, they weren't able to be in any position for it. So I'm glad it was addressed. I'm glad Vientos said it'll never happen again. We'll hold you to it, Mark, just so you know we're watching. And it's good to hear that Met leadership took care of it. So that's a little bit of a positive. Now, let's get to Dave Sims, and then we'll get to your calls. A lot of football to get to. It's a very busy day. So when we played Dave Sims' calls on Friday after opening day, we noticed the hey now. He had been doing that in Seattle as well. And my first reaction as a Stern fan was, is he honoring Howard Stern? Is he honoring who Howard Stern was honoring? Because as I mentioned on last Friday, he was honoring Hank Kingsley, Larry Sanders, Gary Shandling, the Larry Sanders Show. Hank Kingsley was a character, the sidekick to Gary Shandling, Larry Sanders, who would say, hey now. So first, before we hear Dave's answer, of course Howard brought it up. It was brought to Howard's attention. Here's Howard Stern finding out about Dave Sims using hey now.
How long's he been saying hey now, Jason?
So he before he came to the Yankees, he was doing the Seattle Mariners, and I've read and heard from people that he was doing hey now out there too.
If he could add Howard Stern's penis, we would enjoy that too. Howard Stern's penis. Well, I say hey now. He says hey now,
hey now.
But whatever, we love hey now so much, and so we welcome Dave Sims to the Yankees because anybody who says hey now has got to be a great guy, right?
Well, let's hope. I think it's great to keep Gary Shandling's memory alive.
I think Howard had a great idea. Can you imagine if after Yankees home runs, Dave Sims just says Howard Stern's penis?
He wants to see my penis.
Like, that's Howard's idea. That is not a bad idea.
Why did you say that? Like, what's the context?
Well, the context is that
most people would not know, especially young people. They'd be like, what in the hell are you even talking about?
No, I understand. It would just be so random. The pitch to Volpe. Hit in the air to deep left field. It's gone. Hey now, Anthony Volpe. Howard Stern's penis.
He desperately wants to see my penis.
It's his fourth home run of the season. By the way, that is Howard talking about me. Yes. Desperately wanting to see it. The context is I went to the bathroom next to Howard Stern. Twice, by the way. This happened twice. Once while I was filming his movie as a child. But the referring story was not when I was a child.
Not as a child. You were a young adult.
No. I was a child. I was like 12. That's a child. And the second time, the one where I did peek over and see, was when I was working at Sirius before he got his private bathrooms.
Oh, you weren't peeping as a child.
No, I was not. I didn't see it as a child. I kind of made up that I did, but that's all BS. As an adult at Sirius, I glanced over. And then he thought I had an obsession with seeing it, which it was more just curiosity.
Torpedo bat?
Not too far off. Now, Dave Sims was on earlier today with BT and Sal, and while they weren't being ungrateful little bastards for me offering them Nick tickets, they did ask Dave Sims, hey, is Hey Now a tribute to Howard? Where did the Hey Now call come from? Here's Dave's answer.
I've watched Larry Sanders' show, and I've heard Howard say it, but I actually was familiar with it years ago, growing up, household with some music, American Standards, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, etc. And Mr. Sinatra sang a song that was written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler back in the 1930s, you know, the series up at the Cotton Club. And if you're familiar with the song, at the back end, it was rising crescendo, and it says, hey now, I'm in love. So, wow. I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, we were driving to a ballpark, and it sort of hit me. So, you know, had a rotation on your phone, right? And it came, I said, I might want to try that in a game one day. And I did, and it worked, and I've used it in hoops. I've used it largely in basketball. And I really enjoyed the pop that Howard gave me.
That's cool. It's funny the minds of play-by-play announcers.
Yeah.
They're obviously working with a few over the years. It's like they all have a different approach and mentality.
Yeah.
And Dave Sims is listening to a song on his iPhone and it pops up and he's just like, hey, I should use that.
Yeah.
Like, how do you come up with these ideas or think that that's going to sound good in a broadcast?
Very random.
It is so random.
Very random. Well, here's what matters. Howard has given him his blessing. It doesn't come from Howard Stern, even though he knows Howard did it. And everybody's a big happy family. And so later tonight, you will get to hear game two of the series against the Diamondbacks. And luckily for Dave, he's getting a lot of hay nows because the Yankees, even in a loss last night, are hitting a lot of home runs. How many are they up to now? 17 home runs? 16 home runs? Where are they at now, Sean?
I don't know. I think it's six.
No. They hit three last night. They had 15 going into it.
So that's 18. 18, yeah.
Wow. 18 home runs to start the season.
Right, because Rice put them over.
That's incredible. Yeah, Ben Rice is hitting the cover off the ball. Not only do they have the league-leading amount of home runs at 18, but there's a bunch of teams that have like two.
Yeah.
So like the Astros have two. In fact, here's my favorite stat. They have hit more home runs than eight teams have scored runs. In fact, one of those teams is the Mets. The Yankees have hit more home runs than the Mets have scored runs. Use that with your friends at a party tonight.
I love it. And three of them cold outdoor games.
What does that mean? Because you don't think the ball would travel as far?
I mean, isn't that notorious at Yankee Stadium? The ball doesn't travel as much in the cold weather.
Yeah, but the right field fence is 300.
I mean, come on.
What's all the hole? Okay, Gary Cohen. I mean,
come on.
Not that the left field fence is much longer, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's not exactly like you're hitting it out of Yellowstone Park over there.
That's true.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.